एकोनषष्टितमस्सर्गः एतदाख्याय तत्सर्वम् हनुमान्मारुतात्मजः भूयस्समुपचक्रामा वचनं वक्तुमुत्तमम् उत्तरम् एतदाख्याय तत्सर्वम् हनुमान् मारुतात्मजः भूयः समुपचक्रामः वचनं वक्तुमुत्तरम् सफलो राघवोद्योगः सुग्रीवस्य च सम्भ्रमः शीलमासाद्य सीतायाः मम च प्रवणं मनः तपसा धारयेल्लोकान् क्रुद्धो वा निर्दहेदपि सर्वधातिप्रवृद्धोऽसौ रावणो राक्षसाधिपः तस्य तां स्पृशतो गात्रम् तपसा न विनाशितम् न तदग्निशिखा कुर्यात् संस्पृष्टा पाणिना सति जनकस्यात्मजा कुर्यात् यत्र यत्क्रोधकलुषीकृता जाम्बवत्प्रमुखान् सर्वान् अनुज्ञाप्य महाहरीन् अस्मिन्नेवं गते कार्ये भवताञ्च निवेदिते न्याय्यं स्म सह वैदेह्याः द्रष्टुं तौ पार्थिवात्मजौ अहमेकोऽपि पर्याप्तः सराक्षसगणां पुरीं तां लङ्कां तरसा हन्तुं रावणञ्च महाबलं किं पुनः सहितो वीरैः बलवद्भिः कृतात्मभिः कृतास्त्रैः प्लवगैः शूरैः भवद्भिर्विजयैषिभिः अहं तु रावणं युद्धे ससैन्यं सपुरःसरं सह पुत्रं वधिष्यामि सहोदरयुतं युधि ब्राह्मम् ऐन्द्रं च रौद्रं च वायव्यं वारुणं तथा यदि सकृजितोऽस्त्राणि दुर्निरीक्षाणि संयुगे तान्यहं विधमिष्यामि निहनिष्यामि राक्षसान् भवताम् अभ्यनुज्ञातो विक्रामो मेरुणधितम् मया अतुला विसृष्टा हि शैलवृष्टिर्निरन्तरा देवानपि रणे हन्यात् किं पुनस्तान् निशाचरान् सागरो व्यतिवेलायाम् सागरोऽपि अतियाद्वेलां मन्दरः प्रचलेदपि न जाम्बवन्तं समरे कम्पयेदरिवाहिनी सर्वराक्षससङ्घानाम् राक्षसा ये च पूर्वकाः अलमेको विनाशाय वीरो वालिसुतकपिः पनसस्योरुवेगेन नीलस्य च महात्मनः मन्दरोऽप्यवसीर्येत किं पुनर्युधि राक्षसाः स देवासुरयक्षेषु गन्धर्वोरगपक्षिषु मैन्दस्य प्रतियोद्धारम् विविदस्य वा अस्य पुत्रो महाभागौ एतौ प्लवगसत्तमौ एतयोः प्रत्योद्धारं नपस्यामि रणान्तरे पितामह वरोत्सेकात् परमं दर्पमास्तितौ अमृतप्राशिनावेतौ सर्ववानरसत्तमौ अस्विनोः माननार्थं हि सर्वलोकपितामहः सर्वावध्यत्वम् अतुलम् अनयोर्दत्तवान् पुरा वरोत्सेकेन मत्तौ च प्रमथ्य महतीं च मुं सुराणामृतं वीरौ पीतवन्तौ प्लवङ्गमौ एतावेव संवृद्धौ सवाजिरथं लङ्कायां
नाशयितुं
शक्तौ
सर्वे तिष्ठन्तु वानराः मयैव निहता लङ्का
स्वाजरा संकल लंका नासे तुमसे तो सर्वे तिष्ठन तुवानरा मये वनिहता लंका दग्धा भस्मी कृता पुनः राजा मार्गेषु सर्वत्रा नाम विश्रावितं मया जयत्यति बलो रामवर्मणश्च महाबलः राजा जयति सुग्रीवो राघवेण विपालितः
अहं कोसलराजस्य
दासः पवन संभवः
हनुमान् सर्वत्र नाम विश्रावितं मया
अहं गोरचरपनो सर्वत्र नामस्रा विश्राविमय अशोकवनिका मध्ये रावणस्य दुरात्मनः अधस्ता चिंसुपा वृक्षे साध्वी करुणमास्थिता राक्षसीभिः परिवृता शोकसंतापकर्षिता मेघलेखा परिवृता चिंतालेखे वनिष्प्रभा अचिन्तयन्ती वैदेही रावणं बलदर्पितं पतिव्रता च शुश्रोणी अवष्टब्दा अवष्टब्दा च जानकी अनुरक्ता हि वैदेही राम सर्वात्मना शुभा अनन्यचित्ता रामे च पौलोमी वपुरंदरे तदेवासम् तदेकवास संवीता रजोध्वस्ता तथैव च शोक संताप दीनांगी सीता भर्तृहिते रता सा मया राक्षसी मध्ये तर्ज्यमाना मुहुर्मुहुः राक्षसीभिर्विरूपाभिः दृष्टा हि प्रमदावने एकवेणीधरादीना भर्तृचिंता परायण अधस्या विवर्णांगी पद्मिनी एकवेण धराधीना भर्तृचिंता परायण अधस्या विवर्णांगी पद्मिनी वहिमागमे रावणाद् विनिवृत्ताद्धा मर्तव्यकृतनिश्चया कथञ्चिन् मृगशापाग्रे विश्वासमुपपादिता ततः संभाषिता चैव ततसंभाषिता चैव सर्वमर्थं च दर्शिता रामसुग्रीवसख्यं च श्रुत्वा प्रीतिमुपागता नियतः समुदाचारो भक्तिर्भर्तरि चोत्तमा यन्न हन्ति दशग्रीवं समात्मा कृतागमम् निमित्ताः समुदाचारो भक्तिर्भर्तरि चोत्तमा यन्न हन्ति दशग्रीवं समात्मा कृतागसम् निमत्तमात्रस्तु
वधेतस्य भविष्यति
निमित्तमात्रं रामस्तु वधेतस्य भविष्यति सा प्रकृत्येव तन्वङ्गी तद्वियोगाच्च कर्षिता प्रतिपत्पाठशीलस्य विद्येव तनुताङ्गता एवमास्ते महाभागा सीता शोकपरायणा यतत्र प्रतिकर्तव्यं तत्सर्वमुपद्यत एवमास्ते महाभागा सीता शोकपरायणा यतत्र प्रतिकर्तव्यं तत्सर्वम् उपपद्यताम् इत्यामाख्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे सुन्दरकाण्डे एकोनषष्ठितमः सर्गः आपदामवहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसम्पदां रामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहं धर्मात्मा सत्यसन्धश्च रामो दाशरथिर्यदि पौरुषे च प्रतिद्वन्द्वः शरैनं जहिरावणिं श्रीरघुनन्दनपरब्रह्मणे नमः Then again, Hanuman explained to them the fate of Sita, as how she was as going through the pains of those words, their glands, and their that evil activities, because they are doing tarjanam and bhartsanam. Tarjanam and bhartsanam, that's how they call it. Usually people say, Tarjana Bharjana. in Telugu, no? Tarjana Bharjana Bhutunar. But that's not the appropriate, the bhaya. The word is Tarjanam and Bhartsanam. Tarjanam is showing with postures. This is called Tarjanam. Bhartsanam means doing physically, hurting. That is Bhartsanam. So, with the postures and with the activities. So, Tarjanam and Bhartsanam, like that. But slowly, you know, in a colloquial way, it became Tarjana Bharjana Padutunaru. So, how she was going through all those things, also again was explained by Hanuman. And as how Sita was very much strong and confident in Rama's power, and how she was protecting herself, also was explained by Hanuman. And not to deceive these people, because, you know, when, after all, Hanuman, not an important person of the team, right? The team was led by Angada, because he was the Yuvaraja. And very important person of the team was Jambavan. And there are some others also. And he went and came all the way. So he may be, you know, getting a lot of praise. And they may feel it kind of down. And because when he was able to do all the things and went, come, and then kill, bush, tsh, when he was able to do all these things, then they may start feeling, we could not do anything, we could not do anything. So this is a kind of, you know, a Down syndrome may start, you know, among those people. So to avoid that, that is what Hanuman is all about, you know. We need to understand the greatness of Hanuman. And then he explained, you know, I, the small one, went and this much of activity. But all of you are really great. You know, Jambavan is so powerful, Nala is so powerful, Neela is someone more powerful, and Prahastha is another powerful one, and Angada is still, you know, very, very powerful. You all can do so many things, you know, you can really do very great activity in controlling all these Lanka and Ravana's activities and so on and so forth. So he started explaining everything about the abilities of those people. And all of you are very much capable. After all, I am a very small one, able to do this much. Went and all streets, in all the streets, I announced the name of Rama and Sugriva and the power of you people. And that's how I said, you know. And I also said all of our people will be able to smash the Lanka. That also I announced. But Sita, you know, was amidst those Rakshasis. Was really, really suffering a lot. But somehow, because I should give her confidence, I should console her, moral support is very much important to Sita. That's what I was able to do it. But even that is also not required. Sita herself, by her own ability, can do all these kind of things. She can finish all the Rakshasis, she can finish Ravana also. She can made all of them, she can turn all of them to ashes. That is also Sita is capable of. I know all these things, but in spite of that, somehow just I told her about the Sugriva, about Rama, and the friendship in between them, and I made her feel happy. And also I assure her that definitely Rama is going to come and release you from these problems and other things. So that's how just I came. It means any of these vanaras, you know, may come and say, hey, come on, then shall we also just go and see that something is done there, and shall we do, you know, kill Ravana? These kind of things, you know, the thoughts may come like that. Shall we bring Sita to Rama? These people may get hurried, you know, after knowing that Sita is there, and now new energy will come in their hearts. Earlier, they were a bit doubtful, you know, I may not be able to cross, you know, 10, 15, 20, 90, 99. I may go but may not return. This kind of doubts were expressed by them. But now, having known that Sita is there and Hanuman was able to go and come back, then the interest among themselves also may start, you know, come on, let me also go. Let us also go. Do something or just swim and go. These kind of thoughts may creep into their minds. To avoid those kind of things, he said, Sita is also able to do that. And but Sita also mentioned that Rama should come and he should only kill Ravana and he should take me. He should not get me back through some other sources, just like you know, a covered person. And this is what is to be communicated to Rama. That's what she said, right? So that is what he wants to make sure that these people will understand.